Welcome to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
We are very pleased to say we are joined in the booth with Mads Harrop, who just released their newest track, Pink Elephant. How are you going today?
Oh, kia ora. I'm doing great, thanks. How are you?
That's good. I'm doing nice and warm and dry in the studio.
Yes. It's pretty rainy. Kia kaha o te poti.
Yes, definitely.
No, thank you so much for actually like coming into the studio as well. It's a pretty big deal on a day like today.
I bet it is.
Yeah, definitely.
Sorry, the mic is a little bit loud. Is that all right? Sorry.
Yes, I can adjust that.
Thank you. So I'm really excited to, to have Pink Elephant finally released, because this is the first time I've ever released a song of mine that I've mixed myself. And, you know, I actually really loved that I got to mix Pink Elephant, because it gave me full creative autonomy, like, over the song, because I wrote the song as well. And I hope to do more of that with my songs in the future, and like I hope to produce other people, and like I really want to get a career as a producer and a sound engineer as well, and that's what I'm working towards.
Oh, that's very exciting. So is with was it the mixing of the song that you did yourself? Have you mixed your own music, because you've got quite an extensive range of music out at the moment? Has there been like a similar recording and mixing process for any of those tracks, or is this completely new for this song?
This is kind of different, because well, with Harmonize, I only produced that and edited it. That one was mixed by Tom up at Sublime, and Tom's, for all my previous releases, Tom's done all the mixing and mastering. But yeah, I did. This is quite exciting for me, because I the only bit where Tom was involved was the mastering. So and being able to mix my own stuff is great, because I can say, I can think, right, in this section of the song I want to put this plugin on this track and stuff like that, or I want to use this take and stuff like that. Yeah,
for sure. That sounds very cool. I must say I'm not super knowledgeable about the mixing and mastering process for music, so it's very interesting to see how you did that for this new track, which is very cool that you got to kind of have a bit more control over the song as well with mixing it yourself, which is awesome. Do you have any specific inspirations or anything? Tell us about what the song is actually about.
So this song is about, it's pretty much about just embracing your differences and who you are. And yeah, for me personally, it comes from like, I have a couple of disabilities, and when I was growing up, I used to think that my autism like would make me stand out in a not so good way, because I tried to fit in, especially when I was in high school and stuff like that, even though I still had like quite a lot of friends and I still got on well with everybody. But then as soon as I wrote medicine and I started writing music, and like I feel like that's the thing that kind of made me like feel like I stood up in a good way, you know what I mean? Like my autism in particular is like, that's when I kind of like came to realize that I was like, oh, hang on a minute, like my autism is actually what makes me, if you know what I mean. And like I can use that as a superpower, and like, and I want other people to be able to embrace their differences as well, and like see them as superpowers as well, because
that is awesome. And I feel like music is such a powerful thing as well, and it's awesome that you can kind of share that with everyone as well out in the world, which is super awesome. Been absolutely loving the new track too. We were saying before it's got kind of a more of an atmospheric, dreamy kind of sound, because your other stuff can be a little bit like heavier, which I absolutely love your other music, but it's got quite a different sound to some of your previous stuff too. What kind of drew you to lead into that kind of different sound from your other stuff?
Well, I'm a really, really big fan of psychedelic music, and I write quite, when I'm not writing something that's hard out rock and roll, I write something psychedelic. And you know, especially now that I'm now that I'm really into like music production and things like that, and I'm a really big fan of the Conan Moccasin sound and Mild High Club and loads of psychedelic stuff, and Gum. I really love just playing around with like with phases and all things like chorus and phaser and flanger. I love it, and I just love how when you put those effects, especially on guitars and vocals, it just sounds so nice. And delay too. Yeah. Delay is kind of like, I feel like for psychedelic music, delay is kind of like the chef's kiss, if you know what I mean.
Definitely. I feel like you can kind of hear it come through. You can definitely hear it come through with this new track too, which is super awesome, because I also love that psychedelic sound, which is very awesome.
Oh, cheers. This was really fun, like mixing the song, because when I was mixing the song, I experimented with like lots of like automating lots of phases and choruses and delays, and particularly in the outro of the song, because when I was mixing this, I was like, I thought to myself, okay, how can I make this sound as trippy as possible? Yeah. Like, I wanted it to like have an effect on the listeners too. Like, I wanted it to be like enough to like make people listen to that song and make people go like, whoa, or like, whoa, or something like that. So what I did for the drums and that bit was I put a delay on them, a delay plugin, and I automated it so that it only comes into the outro, and then I put lots of reverbs on there too, and I did lots of phases on there as well, especially on the synths. Like, you can hear the phases come in on the chorus, and what else? Yeah, for the vocals, for some of the, I recorded like loads of vocal layers in that section, and especially for the whole song, but especially in that section, you can hear, I put, for the vocals to make them sound really trippy, I put, for some of the BVs and whatnot, I put a chorus effect, and I guess in the choruses as well, like you can hear, I experimented with like lots of automation of plugins like on the vocals there, because for the chorus in the line "I'm a pink elephant," to me, like the line "I'm a pink elephant" feels like a euphemism. Yeah. So, and I wanted to kind of emulate that in the production. So, what I did was I put a phaser on the vocals in that set, in some of the sections there, and I also did some panning automation as well to make it sound really like nice and vibrant. Yeah. And I can't remember like, yeah, I did put some phaser on there, and also I did some panning automation on the outro as well, in the BVs as well. So yeah, so basically what panning automation is when you hear like an instrument or something like that, and it goes from like basically one speaker to the other, or one headphone to the other.
I think I know the sound that you're talking about. I can hear it.
And it's a really cool sensation, eh? It's really cool.
It's very cool to be able to put that in your own music too, which is awesome.
It sounds like you took a lot of like time to actually produce it, and like it definitely shows, because it sounds very, very good. Yeah,
yeah. And because we were mentioning off air before as well, you're doing your master's in music. And it's a super cool topic. Did that play in, do you want to tell us a bit about that and how it played into how you kind of made this new track?
So I'm looking at, so for my Masters of Music, I'm endorsing it in studio production, and I'm looking at the studio as an instrument and how creative abuse can lead to more innovative outcomes. So basically, in the recording studio, so basically what creative abuse is it's creatively using the studio and equipment and whatnot in order to create sounds that are, and like using innovative recording techniques as well to, in order to try and create sounds that are, you know, really aesthetically pleasing and that sound innovative.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, definitely. It's very, very
cool. And I guess with Pink Elephant, I guess you could argue that I was quite creatively abusive as well.
Yeah.
Like, even though with Pink Elephant it was all mixed digitally, I did play around. I did like loads of playing around with like choruses and delays and whatnot, and I'm such an enthusiast about talking about all things recording and mixing and whatnot, so
that's so cool as well. You're being able to play around with the song to make it sound how you really wanted it to sound, which is really awesome. And you've released quite a few singles and tracks over the last like year and a bit. Is this in anticipation of an album, or are there any other tracks you're going to be releasing in the future?
So I hope to do an album in the future, and I hope to maybe release a couple more singles off of it too. Like, I've got a song which I really want to release as a single, and it's called Pink. Enough is Enough, and it's a protest song calling on the New Zealand government to recognise Tourette syndrome as a disability here in New Zealand. And the reason why I want to release that as a single in the future is because it's something I'm really passionate about.
Yeah.
And you know, and I myself, those of you that those people that know my story will know that I've lived with Tourette's since I was 19. Mm. And because Tourette's is not recognised as a disability, that means that Kiwis like me can't access government-funded support. And, you know, I want to start spreading the word about that, because, I mean, it has been spread out, like, on TV and stuff like that, but I feel like more needs to be done.
Sure.
Like, this is something that I feel that needs to be, you know, more recognised by the public.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
And to have it released as a song as well really gets a nice message across too, and is more accessible for everyone to hear and understand, which is really awesome.
It does, and it's nice because I use like my music. I've written quite a few songs about my Tourette's, and it's really helpful, like, not just for me to get, like, just to talk about, you know, the not so pleasant experiences of living with it. But also, it helps to raise awareness to help people learn about what it's really like for me to have Tourette's.
Yeah, for sure. No, it sounds very interesting and an awesome way to tell your story as well through music and to let everybody know, which is definitely important and very awesome that you can do it through music too. Is there any other shows or anything you've got coming up? As we mentioned, you've got some future singles coming out and hopefully an album in the future as well. Can we expect to see any Mads Harrop live?
Yes, I've got a show coming up on November the 8th, and that's with Adam Hathaway and the Haunters.
Awesome, yeah.
Adam Hathaway's a really good friend of mine from Ōtautahi.
Yeah.
And also, then after that, I've got my first gig of 2025, which will be at the Tairi Wai Festival. I can't remember whereabouts that is, but I know it's, like, inland in Otago. I can't remember exactly where, but, yeah.
Well, that's very, very exciting. Thank you so much for coming into the studio today and through this weather as well to tell
you
us a bit about your new song. And I think it's so awesome that you got to mix it yourself. And I feel like the listeners should hear this amazing track that you got to mix.
Oh, cheers,
yourself. Is there anything else you'd like to say to the listeners out there today?
If you'd like to keep up with my music and stuff like that, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Mads Harrop on Instagram and Facebook. And also, Pink Elephant is also out on Bandcamp, and you can buy it for $1. And I really, really encourage you guys to use Bandcamp because it's really cheap. It doesn't cost very much. And if I was to make that much money from Pink Elephant, if I was to make a dollar from Pink Elephant being played on Spotify, I'd have to get like thousands and thousands of streams. So, yeah.
It's insane. Definitely check out Bandcamp. Please go support it too.
If you've got a dollar to spare, please go buy it on Bandcamp.
Yes, for sure. Well, thank you so much, Mads Harrop, for coming into the studio today.
Cheers.
Here is the newest track, Pink Elephant. Check it out and keep it locked on the one.
You've chosen the Radio 1 91 FM podcast, a fine choice indeed. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz and wherever quality podcasts hang out.